Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the show today. My ministry website is TorahLifeMinistries.org. The name of my ministry is Torah Life Ministries. Torah is the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Many Christians and people often think it's a Jewish word, but what it is it's a Bible word. It means the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, and it actually sums up or is summed up in the first five books of the Bible, which starts in Genesis. Sometimes Christians will come to me and say, well, where do I get a copy of this Torah? I say, well, it's in the Bible that you have that you should be reading. So based on that, the reason why that's so important to follow and to read and understand is because Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, our Messiah, his whole ministry was based on the guidelines and instructions of his Father. And that's why he was known as the living Torah. He lived it out. So saying you're not going to follow the law is like saying I'm not going to follow the commandments of God. I'm better than that. I don't need to do that. And that's just ludicrous. So basically the topic we're going to talk about is, for those of you that have looked at my website, you know I'm also a health teacher. And I teach about sickness and wellness and health and disease and so on. And the topic I'm going to talk about today is why are people not getting sick or not getting healed from our Creator if he is known as the healer? He could heal all diseases, and how come people aren't getting healed? So I'm going to talk about that right now because I deal on a regular basis through my ministry, which is a health ministry based on the instructions of health according to our Creator, according to the Bible. I deal with people, many people that are very sick. They call me up all the time. They get diseases from doctors that doctors don't have a cure for, but they still go to those doctors. I don't understand why. There's no cure for this disease, but you're still going to go to that doctor to try to cure you. It doesn't make sense to me. So I deal with these people, and they are suffering tremendously. And I don't make light of it because I had an illness when I was younger, and I suffered tremendously as well. So my heart goes out to everyone who's suffering out there from an illness or somebody you know who is. But the Bible commands us and shows us how we can get well again. And all the time. And there is a cure for this. So basically, it's not about listening to man. It's about listening to our Creator. That's what it comes down to. And we are told and instructed to keep our temple clean. To keep it clean. And that's our bodies. We're the temple now. To keep our bodies clean. And yes, diet is directly related to the healing or their so lack of it, depending what a person's eating or not eating. Today's lecture is not about diet according to the scriptures. I do have another lecture on that and also health according to the scriptures. But again, the title is How Come We're Not Being Healed from Illnesses of Our Creator Says That He's a Healer. And as we look at this, we look at the connection of what gets us sick. It could be our diet. Diet can get us sick. But it could also be something on an emotional level. There are many connections between disease and traumas and stress. So many connections. But once you start applying, I don't want to say common sense because the common person isn't doing it. Once you start applying the biblical principles, people get better. It works. You start eating a diet based on healing and cleansing, natural foods. You get away from the processed foods. From a standpoint on emotional level, you know, you start getting the amount of rest the body, the Bible says to get. And how to deal with certain things, put it in our Creator hands and praying to Him and dealing with a prayer and not putting everything on your shoulders. And, of course, the ultimate comforter being Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. So, you know, on an emotional level and on a physical level, the healing, it works. But here's the problem. When our Creator says He's a healer, He didn't just say some of the times. It's all the time He wants to heal us. But why doesn't it work all the time? I've dealt with many people sick, and I've been many principles and diet and health and so on to get better, but they just don't seem to get better. Our Creator is our true healer, as it says in the scriptures. It says in Genesis 20:17, and Abraham prayed to Elohim, and Elohim healed. Exodus 15:26, I am Yahweh who heals. And Psalms 103:3, who forgives all your crookedness, who heals all your diseases. So it's in there. Our Creator is the ultimate healer. But He says He's a healer. He didn't say sometimes. Psalms 107:17-20 says, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities are afflicted. Their being despises all matter of food, and they draw near to the gates of death. Then they cry out to Yahweh in their trouble, And what does he do? He saves them out of their distress. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Wow. So it's all the time he answers prayer. So Yeshua in Matthew 9:35 was going around all the cities and the villages, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and every sickness. Not some and not sometimes. Every disease and every sickness. We see the amazing connection between Yeshua and our Creator Yahweh. It says that Yahweh saves, heals, and delivers. And Yeshua teaches, preaches, and heals. So if you have Yahweh saving people from sin, healing people from sickness, and delivering them from Satan, and then you have Yeshua, our Messiah, teaching people the knowledge that will save them, preaching the good news that will heal them, and we're healed by his blood. He took our place and healed us and rescued us. But again, the question I get so much is, first of all, if Yahweh loves us so much, why do we even suffer to begin with? So that's the first question I get. And then the other question I get is, if he truly is our healer, why doesn't he heal us all the time? Why just sometimes? And the answer is one and the same, folks. The answer is one and the same. And the answer is why we suffer. We have adopted into a culture that lives against the principles and the scriptures. And as a result, has taken us as far away from we've ever been from achieving the goals and the plan of our Creator. And it's found in the scriptures. In verse 24:5 of Isaiah, it says, "The earth suffers from the sins of its people, for they have twisted Yahweh's instructions, violated his laws, and broken his everlasting covenant." See, folks, we have to understand this important on this principle. The first sin of man was not about eating an apple. The first sin of man was about disobeying our Creator. And just like there were results and consequences for that disobedience, today is no difference. Well, our Creator has given us our instructions, and we need to be obedient to it or disobedient, one or the other. So that is one of the reasons why we suffer. And the other reason is, it says in Hosea 4:6, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." And you'll hear many teachers quote that verse, and that, but they just stop there. "My people perish for lack of knowledge," but they don't continue. It says, first of all, before I continue, it says, "When my people perish for lack of knowledge," everyone has worldly knowledge. We live in a world. What it's saying and what it says in the Hebrew is, "My people perish for lack of knowledge of the Torah." Not lack of knowledge of our Creator's wants and guides and instructions. So the rest of the verse goes on and said, "Because you have rejected knowledge, I reject you from being priests for me. Since you have forgotten the guidelines and instructions of your Elohim, I also forget your children." So that is why we're continuing to suffer, because this lack of knowledge as a result of our rejecting it and forgetting it. And you can only reject something that was given to you, and you go and can forget something that you once knew. So it's in the Word. But people have, they don't have the knowledge, they don't have the discipline, and most important, they're disconnected from our Creator, and they don't have the passion. I mean, Yeshua died for us, and we take it so lightly. So then we see why he doesn't heal us all the time. You know, it's because of unrepentive sin. That's why. Because we're holding on to stuff thinking we're right. As the Bible says, there's a way before each person that seems right but ends in death. You know, so you know, that's the reason right there. He doesn't heal us because of unrepentant sin. Why should he? Why should he heal us if we choose to disobey him? Deuteronomy 28 and many other scriptures clearly lay out in the Bible the blessings of obedience and the curses or the consequences of disobedience. It's very clear in the scriptures, the connections. And, you know, all these curses are listed, and they all contain the diseases of man. We even recall Exodus 15:26 says, you know, "If you follow all my guidelines and instructions and keep all my commandments, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians." You see, folks, disease is the result of sin. Either Adam's sin or our own sin, disease is the result. You're not blessed with a disease. Disease is a curse. It's the result of some sort of sin. And even if we're forgiven for our sin, it doesn't negate the consequences. So we have to clean this mess up. We have to fix it. And from my health teachings, what I've learned is health doesn't begin what we add to our diet. It begins what we eliminate. That's it. It's not about adding something to our life. It's about getting rid of what's creating the problem. Well, when we look at it from this standpoint, we got to think about health doesn't begin what we're adding it to medicines and things like this. No, it's getting rid of the things that are creating the problem. And if you want to be healed from your diseases all the time, you need to get rid of sin. If you want to get rid of the disease, get rid of the sin. That's how you obtain the blessing of a long life of peace and shalom according to our Creator. In the book of Wisdom, which is the book of Proverbs 4:10, it says, "Listen, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many." Proverbs 31 says, "My son, forget not my Torah, but let your heart guard my commands, for the length of days and long life and shalom shall I add to you." So we see here, even if the guidelines and the instructions for diet and lifestyle have been met, our Creator is not healing us all the time, and we're still suffering because there's still some sort of unrepentant sin that we need to deal with. We need to deal with that, to get better. And we look at it on another level, the emotional level or this level of unforgiveness or resentment or any other sins that you've not yet dealt with can lead to disease. And science is just catching up now. There's something called the science of epigenetics, which is confirming things we go through or things we've been through and a lack of healing or a lack of healing we do. But until you do, you'll remain sick. That's it. That's what the word says. We must repent for our sin. It says in the Bible, repentance brings refreshing. Repentance brings refreshing. Acts 3:19 says, "Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come and the presence of our Creator." That's where the healing is, right there. Repentance doesn't only bring refreshing, repentance brings healing. If it's the unrepentant sin that's keeping us sick, well, that's how we get better. So many people don't understand what it means to repent. And it's understandably so that they don't understand this, because the church today isn't even teaching repentance anymore. And then on a level of what we do understand of it, we just say, "Oh, we repent." That's like saying, "Oh, sorry," but not really being sorry. Repentance of your lips, if your heart's not into it, it's not going to change your life. It's not going to change your diseases. It's not going to change your state of mind. It's not going to change anything. You might as well not even do it if your heart's not into it. But if you repent with your heart, everything will change. See, repenting isn't something you do. It's something that you feel. It's something you're led to be moved by. It's not more of a something you do. "Oh, I'm sorry," or "I repent." No, you gotta feel it. You gotta be motivated through your heart. So that's it. So we have sin and we have repentance, and how it relates to the disease that we're not completely getting healed for. And now we have some kind of marker or understanding. Sin is the marker of our obedience. But understanding sin and repentance, we'll get to the healing that we need to get. It'll equal the obedience and the healing. But sin goes way deeper than sin goes way deeper than what we are doing. It's not just something we're doing. As I say, it's in every way it's connected to something we're feeling. It's from the heart. It's not just about a physical action alone. The heart serves up to sin. It's not the physical act. So we got to think about our emotional level and our heart and everything else. And even what our Creator calls sin, or what sin is, and what we're not repenting for. And you think, "Well, I don't steal, curse, lie, or anything like this." But what about fear, doubt, shame, and bitterness? I mean, those are still sins. Because our Creator says, "All will be well with you. I'll show you a more excellent way." Living in fear, doubt, and shame, and bitterness is doubting our Creator to a certain degree. These areas aren't often looked at. And when people have diseases and they start dealing with these areas and repenting for fearing what our Creator says not to fear, for doubting when our Creator says, "Don't doubt me," for being shameful for proclaiming the gospel, for having bitterness towards others, when you start to deal with that and clear that up, guess what goes away? The diseases. All types of disease can be overcome, but we got to look at all the areas, not just some of the areas. Not only cancers and other physical diseases, but phobias of people living in fear-driven lives for their whole life. Once they start dealing with this stuff, all that stuff goes away. And I believe it's the root and the core of it is we become addicted to sin. That's the issue. We become addicted to sin, and we fear man today more than we fear our Creator. And that's the problem. We fear man more than we fear our Creator, and that's where much of this issue has came in, and much of the problem has started. Fearing man more than our Creator. So that's what we have to deal with. That's what we have to overcome. So get rid of this addiction of sin. Identifying with and dealing with unrepentant sin will help people not only break their addiction, but it'll also make the physical healing happen that so many people are missing out there. So we need to think about this, and we need to think about how it works. And to start off with, think about relationships, okay? Think about your relationship with our Creator. How deep is it really? On what emotional level do you have a relationship with our Creator, with Yeshua, who died for us? How does it feel when you hear He died for us? Where's your emotions when you hear something like that? Then you got to think about your relationship with yourself. You got to love yourself. Before you can reach out to others, you have to love yourself. And it's disgusting. In Matthew 22:37-40, it said, Yeshua replied, "You must love Yahweh with all your heart and your soul and your mind. This is the first greatest commandment. And the second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself." The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two concepts. So in your relationship with others, you know, is there broken relationships? You know, most of our problems in life come from a broken relationship with others, and this is the root causes of bitterness and all these other reasons. And if we can't even love ourselves, how are we going to love others? How are we going to reach out to others if we can't reach out to ourselves? So we see this is the big part and where much of the issue is, and this is very important to understand, because it's not just something that we can see or we can deal with, but we have to understand who's behind all this, who's leading us to suffer these ways. And if we go to Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities in an unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places." You know, so we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the rules of darkness. Our true enemy is not other people. It's Satan and his demons that try to keep us addicted to sin. You know, there are two kingdoms out there, and they're fighting, and we're the prize. And that's what we have to stand up and take the right side. The spiritual battle that's going on, it says in Ephesians, we have no choice about participating in it. We're in it. So we accept that fact. And now we have to educate ourselves of how to win. And instead of living in defeat, you know, it says, "He that is within us is greater than he that is in the world." 1 John 4:4. So we have the favorites in our side to win this, but we have something to do. You know, we will always lose if we try to do things our way. But when we start understanding about repentance and sin, which the church doesn't even talk about today, you know, and we start taking responsibility for that, we start realizing there's only one way that we could allow Yeshua and Yahweh to heal us, not just some of the times, but all of the times. And that is repentance. Repent, repent, repent. Some people say you just need faith. You don't need to repent to be healed. You just need faith, and faith will do it alone. But I would say anyone that doesn't believe repentance is necessary is stuck in a sin of pride. And have way too much pride, and they need to repent of that. So let's look at a story in the scriptures where there was a fellow who was considered very righteous. And he was trying to defend his righteousness throughout his situation. His name was Job, the book of Job. So he was trying to defend his righteousness throughout the situation and what he was dealing with and what he was going through. But then finally, after the story and after everything that happened and after he spoke to his friends and everyone else, we get to the end of the story, and we see We see Job replying, his final conclusion. He says, I know that you say, I know that you can do anything and no one can stop you. You ask, who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorance? It is, and I was talking about things I knew nothing about. Things too far wonderful for me. You said, listen and I will speak. I have some questions for you, and you must answer them. I had only heard about you before, but now I have seen you with my eyes. I take back everything I said, and here's what Job says, and I sit in dust and ashes to show my repentance. His heart was moved. To sit in dust and ashes back then was a whole different thing about the about being a repentive heart or having a repentive heart. And that's the heart he had. And that's what we need, the heart for repentance. The action to make our heart, to be moved so much by the repentance. Ezekiel 33:11 says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live. To turn from their wicked ways. To change from their wicked ways. So they can have life. Our Creator wants to give us life. He wants to heal us all the time. He wants us to be healed all the time. But he's not going to allow that to happen if we're going to live with this unrepentive sin. Amos 5:14-15 says, seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so Yahweh Elohim of hosts shall be with you as you have spoken. 1 Corinthians 12:31 says, earnestly seek the better gifts, and yet I shall show you a more excellent way. A more excellent way is knowing that no matter what we've done in our lives, no matter where we've been, no matter how bad things are, we can come to him with true reverence, with true repentance, and we will be healed. Just like Abraham was. Just like it said in the scriptures, Isaac was. And just like all of the people in scriptures that were healed, that came to him. You know, David wasn't just praying. He was singing from his heart and crying and praying. You understand the difference when you get emotionally close connected to Yeshua? And you understand what the death of the son of somebody really truly means? It gets powerful. Psalms 34:4 says, I sought Yahweh and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. From all our fears, he delivers us. Proverbs 3:1 says, never forget the things I've taught you. Store my commandments in your heart. That's what it comes down to, folks. It comes down to the heart. It comes down to the heart. Our heart has to be in this. If we want to be right with him, our heart has to be in this. So never forget the commandments and store my commandments in your heart. And then we look at Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, here's my final conclusion. Fear Yahweh and obey his commands, for this is the duty of every person. Fear Yahweh and obey his commands. And we're commanded to repent if we do something we shouldn't be doing. Not to stand in line and say, oh, I'm sorry. No. To truly feel so bad about it that we're gonna not want to do it again. We're not gonna run to it. We're gonna run from it because we don't want to do it again. We've repented. We've overcome that. So we need to connect that on every level. And I'm calling you all out here today that are listening to this to go find and think about broken relationships that you're going through in your life, and thinking about things that you know could be better and things you want to be better. To go and make amends and make right with that, so things will be better on many different levels. But also, and so Yahweh can do the work that he was called to do within you. He can heal you. The work that he wants to do in you, he wants to heal you completely and all the time, not just halfway, because you got some stuff to still work on. So if you're eating a healthy diet and living a certain healthy lifestyle, but you're still living with these negative emotions, you're in trouble, you know, and it's time you got to do something about it, because our Creator's giving you the tools to do it. You're going to win the battle all the time if you're on his side. So what are we waiting for? Now it's time to take action and make it happen. And I would suggest, and I would desire for everyone listening to this right now to turn to your scriptures and see what it says about what sin truly is. It's transgression of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And if we want to be right with our Creator, which is called righteous, we have to live the way he tells us to live. And if we want to follow the example of Yeshua, the Messiah, the one you call Jesus, well, when he said, follow me, he didn't say, follow me and do different things that I tell you to do. He said, follow me, do these things. The will of my Father, and the will of his Father was the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, the instructions that he gave us to bless us, keep us healthy, and keep us safe. See, it says, today I give before you life or death. Choose life so you may live. That's the choice they were given. And it says in the scripture, and the people answered not a word. What are you going to do, and how are you going to answer? And your actions speak, not your lips. Go out there and start seeking the truth. The way, you know, how we should be living. And if you're locally here in the West Palm Beach area and you want to join me, we have a local fellowship. We meet 1 o'clock now. We change the time. We meet 1 o'clock every Saturday in Lake Worth. And you can contact me at the phone number at the end of this message or the website TorahLifeMinistries.org, and you can get the information to come join us for fellowship here. Also online every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We have live fellowship online all over the world. We reach people for 2 hours just fellowshipping with people. And it's just really great and encouraging to meet other people that hate sin as much as we do and just don't want anything to do with it. And that's what happens. And again, people are getting healed, not just some, but completely. And that's the way our Creator wants us. He wants us to be healed completely. So you have that opportunity to do so. Again, contact me via the website if you have more questions or you just want to get in touch. And remember, everybody, that don't listen to what anyone tells you. You know, when people say there are no incurable diseases, I say there are no. There's many. Every disease could be cured. Just not every person could be cured. So there's no incurable diseases. Only incurable people. Only incurable thinking. The way people think and the way they speak and what they're talking about. So everybody, thank you for listening to me today. And I just pray that you get this message, and something I said will inspire you to. Get to the site, see the teachings. I have over 1,000 teachings on the websites, and hopefully meet you one day here in the local West Palm Beach area. And until then, everybody, have a blessed day, and share this with somebody you think might like it. You could just send them to the radio station or the website. The message is there as well. Until then, everybody, have a great day, and shalom, shalom.